Shalom, everybody! There is a story that is told about the great Rav Yonasan Eibshitz. He died in 1764. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was the Dayan of Prague, and later he was the Rav of the three communities, Altoona, Hamburg, and Wandsbek. This story, I've seen the story in a number of places, but I haven't managed to find its source. If you know the source of the story, please WhatsApp me privately. I saw it first in the Sefer Itur Torah, written by Aaron Yaakov Greenberg on Sefer Devarim, page 21. When Rav Eibshitz turned bar mitzvah, he gave a most incredible original drasha, and afterwards he was asked the following question. Remember, he was only 13 years old. In his drasha, Rav Eibshitz quoted the Medrash in Koheles Rabbah and Parsha Dalid, which says that a person's Yetzer HaTov is not given to them until they are an adult, until they're bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, until they're 12 or 13, until then they only have a Yetzer Hara. And this, it's a very difficult medrash to understand. What does it mean that a minor only possesses a Yetzer Hara until they're 13 or 12? There's much to say on this, but in any case, young Yonasan Eibshitz was asked, when he became an adult, how did he counter his Yetzer Hara when he was younger than 13? For us, when we are confronted with our Yetzer Hara, and we all are, When we're confronted, we use our Yetzer HaTov to balance it out. But a child doesn't have a Yetzer HaTov. So what can he or she do? And Rav Eibshitz gave the following beautiful answer based on our Parsha. In Parshas Devarim, Moshe recounts the episode from Sefer Shmos in Parshas Yisro, how Moshe was told to appoint judges to adjudicate and to resolve matters for Bnei Yisrael. And in our Parsha, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Moshe says that I commanded your judges at that time, saying that you must hear cases bein acheichem, between your brothers, between people, and you must judge righteously between them, etc. And these words, bein acheichem, seem at first glance to be superfluous. Of course the judges must hear cases bein acheichem. Of course judges must hear cases between people. Who else are they going to hear cases from? And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, tells us that we learn something very important from these words. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Chanina, who says that these words teach us that the judges must be very, very careful not to hear a statement, not to hear testimony from one of the litigants, unless the other litigant is also there, unless the other litigant is also present. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on that Gemara that the reason why both litigants need to be present is to ensure fairness and truth and justice. If one litigant speaks without the other being present, he or she could lie without being challenged. And as is human nature, once the judge hears that side, it's very hard to unhear that, so to speak. So the judge might hear the unchallenged lies of one side and not really be able to remove that from their heart or from their mind. And therefore, says the Gemara, both parties must be there for all testimony so that we can do our utmost to ensure that justice is served. That's the Gemara. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, when he was 13 years old, quoted this Gemara when he was asked how he, as a minor, before he possessed a Yetzer HaTov, how he was able to counter his Yetzer Hara. And he said that whenever the Yetzer Hara came to him and encouraged him, so to speak, to sin, he would tell himself and remind himself of this Pasuk and this Gemara. If I only hear one side, the side of the Yetzer Hara, without the Yetzer HaTov to counter the claims, I'm liable to believe the lies and deception with no Yetzer HaTov to dispute them or refute them. So I told the Yetzer Hara, you cannot speak to me and I cannot listen to you until there is a just balance. It's an incredible story with powerful lessons for you and for me. We too are faced with our Yetzer Hara and the promises of things if all we do is sin like this or like that. But when the Yetzer HaTov is brought in, when we think about things rationally with a long-term perspective, the truth of the Yetzer HaTov and the lies of the Yetzer Hara are quickly exposed. And we can add one final thought, perhaps. Perhaps one can suggest that this strategy of Rav Eibshitz to combat the Yetzer Hara is what the Gemara means in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis in the name of Bei Reb Yishmael. The Gemara says that if the Yetzer Hara threatens you, so to speak, you should drag it to the Beis Medrash. And there's many ways to understand this powerful Gemara, but perhaps based on the strategy of Rav Eibshitz, we can explain the Gemara in the following way. The way to resist and to combat the Yetzer Hara is by judging it fairly against the truth. Are the promises of pleasure and fame and honor, etc., etc., that the Yetzer Hara is promising me if I sin, will I really get all those things? I can only answer that question if I drag it to the Beis Medrash, if I view it honestly and fairly through the lens of the eternal, true, and timeless Torah. Have an amazing day, everyone!